way I'm imagining that there is an intelligence over there. What the intelligence?
I better leave.
The problem is intelligence is wrong. You know what does the most wrong thing your intelligence does? You will declare something impossible.
But there are situations in life, believe me, it's so hard. I can't be just in it, you know. I could always picture you, all the we and the I just knew I wasn't being able to.
I understand the hardship. It's quite visible because of this way of thinking, it's hard. First of all, let's think about impossible. What is impossible?
Nothing.
Nothing. But look around the philosophical argument. They always say, this is impossible, this is impossible. Why? Because you haven't seen any, or you haven't done that? The best example is with this. Could you shut it down? Everyone say, no, it's impossible, I cannot shut it down. Sure, there are a lot of people that in a blink of eye, they shut it down. Everybody, no.
Can I give an example?
Less than 1%. So what? When I go in a garden, less than 1% is the flower. The rest is the background. So what? If something looks difficult, first of all, don't say, this is impossible. That's the first philosophic point. Second, it's difficult when you haven't done anything. The people who do it, they will say, it's so easy. So easy. Why? The difference is, sitting down, thinking about something, and declaring something, or like you could sit down and say, oh, to really understand all the music of Mozart is impossible. Intellectually, it's good to say that, and for an intellectual fellow, it is difficult. For a simple fellow who loves music, it's so easy. He'll sit down, he will listen to Mozart, and he will enjoy, and it will be done. Doing by heart and doing by intelligence are two stuff. And you are humbled by intelligence. We are all. Because first is intelligence. You are born with your brain functioning, not your heart. Heart is a potentiality. You will not use your quote-unquote brain easily, but you lose your heart so easily. That's the problem. When we talk about that part, do not bring it in this field, because we are talking in a field that the name of the reference is crazy, Majnun. This is Junun. Let me read you couple of pages from now to get it what I'm talking about. کجا را باقا مدی؟ بس من را هر دم جنونی دیگر است را پیج باز نهد Found it. Here it is. It is. Okay. Verse is 1373. Peter, please read a couple of verses over there. Page 423 in this book. And the verse is 1373.
Which is the dread of others is your safety.
Yes, listen carefully and read it loud and slowly. Yes.
That which is the dread of others is your safety. The duck is strong by the river, the domestic fowl weak. Once more I have become mad, O physician. Once more have I become frenzied of impotence. The rings of thy chain are multiform. Every single ring gives a different madness. The gift of every ring is different forms. Therefore, I have a different madness at every moment. So, madness is a different form. This has become a proverb, especially as regards the chain of this most glorious prince.
All these words, madness, you hear it, is junun. And you know what it means. Because here, I started with this. The subject of love is opposite of intelligence, is crazy. That's what it is. It's junun. And you try to intelligently interpret it and understand it. Good luck. Give your heart to it, because these are supposed to change the feeling of us. This is not a simple theory. This is not about understanding. Rumi repeatedly will say, it's not about understanding. It's about becoming a good fellow. Do you think that Goebbels didn't know what a good fellow is? He knew very well. So what? If somebody is a bad fellow, I hope his intelligence will be limited, because it's dangerous. You forget, intelligence is a tool. It's an instrument. You could use it for good, you could use it for bad. That's why intelligence by itself is not worth it to us. We know it's more than that. If you put your heart in it, it's a different story. That's it. Yes? Come back to the...
Hundreds of thousands of hidden kings are holding their heads high beyond this world. Because of God's adoration, their names remain hidden. Every beggar did not pronounce their names. By the truth of that light, and by the truth of those illumined ones who are as fishes in that sea, 'tis not fitting if I call it the sea of the soul and the soul of the sea. I'm seeking a new name for it. By the truth of that from which this and that are derived, and in relation to which kernels are rinds. Though the qualities of my fellow servant and friend exceed my description a hundredfold.
This is all the surah was about. He said, in the name of God, the prophet, blah, 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 that. This fellow friend of me, he is a very lovely, strange stuff. And that's the form. The essence will say, don't take the form very light-headedly, light-handedly. Form has a lot of trick in it, because at the end of the day, when I say be a good fellow, your form should be there and plays a role that at the end of this page, next time we'll see, inshallah. But this time, we spend it all the time about one. Sure, in the name of God, it's okay like this, but he made it a long, long explanation that, listen, this light we're talking about, it didn't happen just like this. This is the source of creation. And this light illuminated Adam. If it didn't, we would be the monkeys. If that breath was not in us, we'd be very clever monkeys. So what? But he transformed us. How? He got the fire, mixed it, made the light. And he put it in a simple candle, which was Adam. But the magic is, he put it in Adam, from Adam goes to Shiz, then goes to Noah, then goes, you see? There is a chain. So all this that I'm talking now is not my talking. This is Rumi talking, right? But it's in me. It goes in you. It's in all of us, that feeling. When I watch Romeo and Juliet, I hear the story of love, which is so familiar in all the different pieces of art. And how you learn the art. Of course, you could study the art and become a critic. Maybe they pay you good. But you will not become an artist. By understanding the art, you cannot be an artist. And if you don't become an artist, excuse me, how am I going to explain to you that special feeling which in one single moment will pay all the pains? Imagine Michelangelo, who is dying because his head is like this. Because he painted like that and he remained like this. By just looking at this, he doesn't need any payment. He goes to heaven. That's the feeling we're talking about. Creating the beauty. Of course, you like to go and paint maybe Lion's Gate. But we suggest you start from yourself. And you don't need to paint yourself. All the painting is done by Chinese, remember? You could only polish yourself. If you could get rid of the show-off, then you will shine. Thank you. To next week. This time I would like to read this. Sorry, because it tastes very good. It's a very clever way of playing with the words. None of this is normal. And you will not find a Persian who could read all of this without guffing and things like that. Plays with a little nuance of different words to explain this beauty, which is not my beauty or this beauty. It's the essence of being. Remember how our story starts? Why God created the universe? There is no why. No. There is no reason. If you give me a reason, then it's logical. God didn't do it. We say God was beautiful, and beauty has a tendency to jump out. Therefore, beauty came out, and this is the reflection. Because he didn't need to do anything. Beauty will catch the eye. That's what the beauty is. Magically will do its trick. That's all we know. Gufna wallahu billahi al-alim malikul mulku birahmanur rahim. An khodayi ki firistadam biya na be hajat bal be fazl u kibriya. An khodavandi ki az khak zalil آفرید و شخصواران جلیل و کشان کرد از مزاج خاکیان بگذرانید از تک افلاکیان برگرفت از نار و نور صاف ساخت وانگهو بر جمله انبار تافت آن سنابرگی که بر ارواح تافت تا که آدم معرفت زن نور یافت آن که از آدم رست و دست شیز چید پس خلیفش کرد آدم کن بدید نوح از آن گوهر که برخوردار بود در هوای بحر جان دربار بود جان ابراهیم از آن انبار زفت بی هزار در شعله های نار رفت چون که اسماعیل در جویش فتاد پیش دشنه آبدارش سر نهاد جان داوود از شعاعش گرم شد آهنم در دست بافش نرم شد چون سلیمان بود وصالش را رزی دیو گشتش بند فرمان و مطیع در غذای یعقوب چون بنها